There are some really good pitchers pitching in Major League Baseball on Wednesday. I mean, just some of the best, you know, Jake Arrieta, Noah Syndergaard. You can't use any of the good pitchers.
You can use one of the... What do you mean you can't use any of the good pitchers? That's ridiculous.
Not if you're playing the main slate. You can use maybe one of the good pitchers tonight.
Well, you can definitely use one of the good pitchers. Cole Hamels is pitching in on the main slate. He is a good pitcher. He's not even $10,000, so it's pretty easy to use him.
We've got an 8-game main slate on FanDuel tonight, and Mike, are you excited about it?
I'm always excited, Chris. You know that.
You are just perpetually excited, and I love it. I absolutely love that. And I'm not so excited, but, you know, my excitement level generally is a bit lower than you guys, so I guess that's not a big deal. But like Heath said, we get right into the pitchers tonight. Cole Hamels, the obvious number one pitcher.
He's the obvious number one cash pitcher, I think. I know the Reds have been league average against left-handed pitching. Yeah. I don't believe that they are league average against left-handed pitching. Their two best hitters are lefties. Cole Hamels has been very tough.
Well, Adam Duvall's a righty.
Yeah, he's their third best hitter, so he's not one of their two best. Lefties against Cole Hamels this year, 203, 267, 348.
How are righties doing against him?
I don't have that statistic, Chris.
Well, just because, you know, when you think of Cole Hamels, the first thing you think of is that big changeup.
The changeup's not working this year.
It's not working this year,
no.
Okay.
Is WOBA allowed to righties? The number that I'm using anyway is 341.
That's not great.
So it's not good. Below
That's
average.
Pretty bad. So in a lineup with power threats like Adam Duvall, Eugenio Suarez, Zach Cozart even from the right side of the plate, it's maybe not a terrific matchup.
The one thing I would say is Joey Votto is probably going to walk four times.
Okay.
Because Cole Hamels throws less pitches in the strike zone than any other pitcher. Joey Votto refuses to swing at pitches outside of the strike zone. It's a match made in heaven.
It's a... is that an immovable force and an unstoppable object?
Maybe the other way around.
A movable force and a stoppable object, something like that?
Yeah, I don't think the analogy really fits.
Okay. So you guys really like Cole Hamels and cash. Mike, do you agree?
I do, yeah. I think Cole Hamels is the top playing cash. I'm probably going to split it still. I'm not going to go 100%. I'm probably going to
You
half.
Never can.
I do sometimes.
Okay.
But not tonight.
Heath, wanted to give a quick apology. You were somewhat right about Corey Kluber. I wouldn't say I was wrong about him.
Mike was the one that was right. He's the one that said he was a cash game play.
I was adamant that he was a cash game play.
Mike, way to go.
Thank you, Chris.
What did he finish with?
66 points.
That's good.
Complete game shutout with 9 strikeouts.
Now, this was what I was thinking about on the way in, because I was kind of on Mike's side, but really didn't say too much.
It's not like I wasn't wrong.
Right. I knew you.
Correct.
You couldn't be wrong based on your argument.
Well, I'm never wrong.
You've been wrong many times.
No. But yeah, no, I don't think but it's not like I was hedging, and I don't feel this way. I mean, is there anybody on this lineup that has Corey Kluber potential tonight?
Yeah, there's one guy.
Is it Hamels?
Oh, what I was right about was saying I think that Kluber had more upside than Jose.
I mean,
that's what I was right about.
I said he would outscore him.
If the bullpen doesn't give up a 2-run home run to Jace Peterson,
then he gets outscored by 12.
He only outscores him by 12.
I thought he had 52 last night. What did he end up with last night?
Okay, he outscores him by 9, probably.
Okay. It's pretty good.
Okay, so there is one pitcher that has that type of upside.
Who would you say it is?
He hasn't shown that upside very often this year, but it's Chris Archer.
Okay.
He's 9,400, 500 less than Hamels. He'll probably be my second most owned pitcher tonight.
Why is his price still so high?
He actually hasn't been bad lately. He had
30, 38, 57, 18, 42, 3.
45.
Okay.
Arbitrary endpoints are fun.
Well, yeah. Sure, but at no point can you really say he's been a $9,400 pitcher consistently.
How many points does a $9,400 pitcher average?
Gosh, I don't know.
I know. That's
something around 40 would be my guess.
I think that's probably fair.
Okay.
That's pretty much what he's averaged over his last three.
Okay, so over the last three. But his price has been pretty consistently.
I mean, how do you feel about Cole Hamels being $9,900?
It makes more sense to me.
Because he's averaged 38. How do you feel about Jeff Samardzija being 9,800?
I don't like that one, but I don't think Jeff Samardzija is very good.
Okay. Hisashi Iwakuma is 9,000.
Yeah.
So I think maybe our expectations for $9,000 pitchers is too high.
Maybe. That's certainly possible. So you think? Do you think Chris Archer's the top tournament play?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mike?
I'm actually going to disagree. Well, I say disagree. I'm on the other side of the game. I like Trevor Bauer a lot.
And this is something that I was wanting to get into, and it's a good time to get into it now, because I'm like Mike. I like to follow what Vegas says, and Vegas has installed Trevor Bauer as a favorite over Chris Archer today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think yesterday also they had Clay Buchholz as a favorite over Chris Sale. I don't agree.
Did you see Chris Sale wasn't pitching to contact yesterday?
He was early in the game.
He got 9 strikeouts in 7 innings.
Yeah, he got in trouble, and so he started striking guys out.
Exactly.
My feelings about Archer and Bauer will be partially, at least, dependent on where the line moves this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that the Indians with Trevor Bauer pitching are better than the Rays with Chris Archer pitching.
Okay.
And so if Bauer remains the favorite or even more money comes in on him this evening, then, yeah, maybe I'll switch over to Bauer. But I think that the money will come in on Archer.
It likely will.
Okay.
I still like Bauer. 4 starts, that he's gone at least 7 innings. I believe he has 20...
4 starts in a row. He's had 45, 27, 62, and 30. He's only gotten the win in 1. But he does have 38 strikeouts in that span? No.
He has 28 strikeouts in that
28
span.
Strikeouts in that span.
Yep.
It's pretty good. It's a little less than 1 strikeout per inning, but he's had some really impressive performances. 9 strikeouts in his last start, 10 strikeouts in 7 2/3, 3 starts going against Seattle. And that's Seattle's a pretty tough matchup. I just don't think Tampa's very good against righties, is really where it comes down for me.
They strike out a lot against righties, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They do have quite a bit of pop against right-handed pitchers, and the one place that there's 2 places that Bauer gets in trouble.
Yeah,
one of them is with walks.
Yes,
which he's been better at recently, although he did walk 3 in his last start. And the other is with home runs.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a reason Trevor Bauer hasn't lived up to the potential, and it's because of control and fly ball issues. But I do think he has a wide variance at the very least, and probably won't be. I mean, everybody will be relatively highly owned tonight just because there's only 16 options, and a lot of them aren't very good. But he's a good tournament play. What about Michael Fulmer? He's actually the highest average scoring pitcher on this slate. He's averaging 38.5 in 10 starts. That's really impressive. Are we buying that against Seattle?
I'm not.
Okay.
He's actually my 3rd favorite pitcher.
Okay.
And it's just because I don't think Michael Fulmer is going to get blown up.
Okay.
I do think Asashi Iwakuma might. I like Fulmer's win potential against Iwakuma, even though the Vegas odds at this point are pretty close to a push.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Urias a lot?
Honestly, Bauer was my 2nd favorite pitcher after Hamels. Chris again said, tournament only. I probably am going to use Bauer in cash.
It's risky.
It is, but that's probably where I'm going to go. I think Fulmer, in a lot of these matchups, I would have been the other way. I would have used Fulmer in some of those cash lineups and Bauer in the tournaments. But tonight, I think it's going to be the other way around. The thing about Fulmer is his scores are pretty heavily inflated because he won a lot of games in there. Maybe some that he shouldn't have.
Okay. Yeah, he's got 7 wins and 10 starts. That's
right.
That's a lot.
So over his last 3 starts, he's pitched 6 innings, 5 2/3, with 5 strikeouts at most. That's the most he's had in his last 3 starts after several starts of going 7 innings with, you know, averaging 7 to 8 strikeouts.
And it's worth pointing out with Fulmer, a pretty massive splits right now, at least in terms of strikeout to walk ratio. He's got a 21.3 K percentage minus walk percentage against right-handed batters, 3.9% against lefties. That is both really good and then really bad. Actually holding left-handed hitters to a 258 WOBA, which is really good, but I don't actually. I think the strikeout to walk ratio is probably more indicative of his true talent there.
Yeah.
And the Mariners have some really good left-handed bats. Are there any other pitchers that you guys are looking at tonight?
Well, I brought up Urias, and I do want to talk about him because we talk a lot about how I use Fantasy Labs, and one of the nice things about Fantasy Labs is you can set up your own parameters for what tells you who is the best pitcher of the day. And by my model, Urias is actually edging out Cole Hamels, and I don't trust that.
Gosh, if you could tell me with 100% certainty Urias was even going to give me six innings, I might actually buy that with the way he's been pitching.
Right. And the other problem I have is he's going up against Joe Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is a situation where, I mean, if I was somebody that liked to wager money on sporting events and lived in a place where that was legal, I think I would probably have a lot of different wagers out today. Because I don't agree. I think there's a couple of different situations where it's just wrong team favored.
Okay.
And this is one of those. I'm not ready to say that Julio Urias against the Nationals is a favorite over Joe Ross against the Dodgers lineup. The Nationals are much better against lefties than the Dodgers have been against righties so far this year. Urias...
I would say it's fair to say the Dodgers have underperformed against righties. Like, I think we would expect them to be better than they have against right-handed pitching.
I would... Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
With that, is Yasiel Puig good?
Not right now.
And so I don't expect him to be good tonight.
Okay.
Is Adrian Gonzalez good?
Not right now.
I don't expect him to be good tonight. And so if those two guys aren't good, I look at that lineup, and it's not good against
Well, that's a big reason why they haven't been very good this season. Because if you look at, like, Corey Seager's pretty much lived up to reasonable expectations. Jock Peterson, I think, has been pretty good.
Chase Utley's been better than we expected.
Yasmani Grandal, I think, has been...
He's been worse,
but
he's coming out of it.
A little disappointing, but he's still pretty good overall.
I just, like, I agree with you that I thought Puig and Agon were much better than what they've been, but I don't have any reason to believe they're going to turn it around tonight.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so, like, if Urias and Joe Ross were both going to pitch seven innings in this game, then maybe I could see the Dodgers as a slight favorite. But Urias is probably going to pitch five, and then you're getting four innings of Dodgers bullpen.
The way I've looked at the way I would look at it with Urias, though, is over the last three starts, he's averaging 33 fantasy points per game.
Right.
Now, he only had 20 in his first two, but, you know, that's making his major league debut on the road, going to Wrigley Field on the road. I think you kind of give him a pass for those. He is who he has been so far.
Right.
But I think the talent level is showing out in the last three. And he's averaging 33 without a win. Now, when you go four innings, five and a third, five innings, you're generally not going to get a lot of wins there. But I really do think we're seeing how special this kid is.
Mike, I just have a question for you. I don't expect you to give away all the Wobble Model information on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
People should subscribe to Sportsline and follow you on Twitter, and they can get all that information. But I've commented a lot on my feelings on the Vegas lines. I don't want you to speak individually about any game, but am I just completely wrong on everything?
I wouldn't say you're completely wrong.
Okay.
However, I don't have as many picks as I normally... I mean, there's 15 games today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yesterday, I had seven picks and two others that were close to being picks at nine. And right now, I've only got four today.
Okay.
So far.
All right.
Okay. Are there any other pitchers that you guys think are worth mentioning? You brought up Joe Ross.
I'm probably not going to play Joe Ross tonight. He struggles against lefties, and the Dodgers can, at the very least, put a bunch of left-handed bats in there.
Yeah, it's a Ross family thing, you know.
Yeah,
they've got that big Ross family slider, and they throw hard, but I believe both of them have had split issues this season in their careers. So, with only eight games on the slate, Mike, why don't you just tell me which pitchers you feel confident using right now?
Cole Hamels and Trevor Bauer, for me, are the two that I'm going to use.
Okay.
I'm going to use Hamels, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm probably going to use Archer.
Okay.
But
you don't feel confident in Archer.
You know, I probably feel more confident in Michael Fulmer delivering 30 fantasy points,
yeah,
than I do Archer.
Okay.
But if I'm talking about a tournament, Fulmer's not going to get me 50 tonight, and Archer very well could.
There are three guys that I want to mention for tournaments, actually.
Okay, let's hear.
We haven't talked about Jeff Samardzija, Francisco Liriano, and Dan Straley.
Dan Straley going against Texas, Liriano going against San Francisco, and what was the other one? Samardzija going Samardzija. Against the Pirates.
Yes.
Pirates offense has not been super great lately. Andrew McCutchen looks completely lost.
Yep.
Samardzija has been more down than up mm-hmm. of late after starting off the season really well. It's not a terrible park shift, but I do think it's a negative park shift for him. He loses yep. something in the move from PNC to Pittsburgh.
He does. He does lose a little. Depending on how large of a sample you use, I really don't think he loses much if mm-hmm. you're using data from before he was in San Francisco mm-hmm. at all. So I'm treating it as a pretty neutral game, really, in terms okay. of park shift for Samardzija. I do think he's got... I mean, the implied win probability is basically a coin flip, but I do think he has a decent shot at getting a win against Liriano. The yeah. Giants don't strike out much. Liriano does have control issues at times.
Liriano's been, by some measures, FIP, the worst pitcher in baseball.
Yep.
So,
I mean, you're not going to pay $9,800 for Samardzija when you can take Hamels in yeah. cash games, but in a tournament, I think Samardzija is a great play.
Now, you also said...
Dan Straley.
Dan Straley. And was Liriano one of the other ones?
Liriano was the other one.
Okay.
Either one of those two pitchers.
They've
that
both
could
got,
be a very low-scoring game.
They've both got strikeout potential, for sure.
Yep.
Straley has actually, I think, done a pretty good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark after leading the majors in baseball the majors in home runs allowed last time he was up.
Mm-hmm.
Liriano has just been awful.
Yeah.
And so at that point, you're just hoping that the long-term track record is more indicative of what he can be moving forward than what he's been this season.
Yep. It's just, like I said, it's more of a long-shot tournament play. Everybody watched the Giants put up 15 runs last night. At his price point at $8,700, he's going to be very low-owned. You could probably pick him up at 2 to 3% owned in tournaments.
Okay. Let's move on to our favorite stacks of the day. Heath?
Yes. I'm going back to Baltimore, which was a very, very disappointing stack yesterday. Yeah, they scored 7 runs, pretty much all on Pedro Alvarez. And what I generally try to do when I'll have 3 stacks, and then I'm going to have a couple lineups that aren't really stacked with each pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to pick my favorite players from each stack and just intermingle them, like Chris Davis and Mark Trumbo and Hyunsu Kim were the 3 Orioles I tried to mix in with my other stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Alvarez was not one of those. So if you only had Pedro Alvarez in your Orioles stacks, it was kind of disappointing. But Eric Johnson is just awful. He's given up 15 runs in his last 17 innings, which is pretty bad.
Bad.
It's funny, I was looking at it because I was like, well, what are Eric Johnson's splits? Who is he really bad against? Well, for his career, he's given up a 4.12 WOBA to lefties.
Okay.
In 2016, he's given up a 5.26 WOBA to righties. I think you can play righties and lefties. I'm afraid Pedro Alvarez is going to be too highly owned, but I'll still have a little bit of him, depending on where he is in the order. Definitely going right back to Chris Davis and Mark Trumbo, and Hyunsu Kim has got to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
I definitely agree on Baltimore. After Baltimore, I like...
Texas?
No. Texas does rank fairly well for me, but Straley, if you're using a lot of his numbers from this season, mm-hmm. it's significantly different than his career. But I like the Minnesota Twins against
yes.
Adam Morgan.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have to be more specific because the Twins don't have many good hitters.
The okay. Twins have 4 hitters with a WOBA over 350 against righties this year.
Okay.
Or lefties.
Robbie Grossman.
Boom.
Yeah.
Eduardo Nunez.
Zing.
Brian Dozier.
Zang.
And the fourth one.
This is a little bit tougher. He's not actually a good hitter.
I don't know who your fourth
he's
one is.
He's only been league average over his career against lefties. This year he's got a 350 WOBA against lefties, and he's 2,500 Kurt Suzuki.
Okay.
Okay, Kurt Suzuki, coming off a good game, I believe. He was good yesterday. Right?
Everyone was good yesterday for them. There was, yeah, I believe they scored 14 runs.
Yeah, it's 6 RBI, 54 fantasy points yesterday.
Hope he doesn't have to rest.
Yeah.
I mean,
he ran around the bases a lot.
Yeah, he's not used to jogging around the bases. That's not something he's had to do lately.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm going to have Twins and Orioles all over the place.
Okay. I really like Texas. I'm not convinced that Dan Straley's good. I don't buy it. So, left-handed Rangers in particular.
He's been so good against lefties this year, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
He's honestly been good everywhere this year.
Yeah. He also has a 4.68 xFIP.
Yeah.
So
what's a Sierra?
Let me check.
I would guess it's really high.
His Sierra is 4.59, yeah.
That's bad.
The third worst on the slate after the two guys that you guys already mentioned that you're going to be stacking against, Eric Johnson and Adam Morgan.
I think you could also stack the other side of that Minnesota game. Kyle Gibson's not good.
Yeah, he's been really bad lately, or this season, I think. There was a time when I thought he might not be terrible, but he's been really bad this season.
And then I'm going to have, I don't know if I'll have any full stacks, but I'm going to have a lot of White Sox.
Okay.
Todd Frazier is $100 more than Pedro Alvarez.
Mm-hmm.
Facing Eduardo Rodriguez, who I think is bad. Frazier is obviously a better hitter than Alvarez.
What about the Padres going against Ubaldo?
I don't know about it. I'm really, and I've got about a 3-year run of this being bad at knowing when Ubaldo is going to have a good game or a bad game because he is completely unpredictable.
He's been pretty predictable this season.
He's got one really good game, right?
He's got two.
Okay.
He had a 48 fantasy point game against Oakland, and he had a 36 fantasy point game against Kansas City. He has a 7.34 ERA. He's allowed 93 hits and 37 walks in 65 innings.
If Travis Jankowski leads off again, I will definitely have him in
the lineup. Is that a 2 whip? Am I doing the math on that right? 93 hits and 37 walks in 65 innings? That's a
2 whip.
Man, if San Diego had more good hitters.
You got Will Myers.
You got Nutt Will Kemp. Myers. You got Derek Norris, who's been okay lately. That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heath. Jankowski.
Heath.
Yes.
You have any BVP for me?
Oh, do you want to do BVP today?
Of course.
I do have some BVP. Guess who the BVP pitcher is?
Okay. No.
It's a guy that nobody
Jimenez.
Nobody talked about except for Mike. Because you know how much Mike loves BVP.
Samardzija?
It's Dan Straley.
Dan Straley.
Is the BVP Straley. King.
Dan Straley it is. Okay. In 92 plate appearances, the Rangers have a 193 average and a 585 OPS against Straley.
Okay.
If you wanted to use a more expensive pitcher, Cole Hamels also has really good numbers.
No, we want good hitters today.
Right. Okay, so we're going to have some good hitters today. Definitely. At catcher, we're going to have a Tiger stack today, actually. We didn't talk about the Tigers as a possible stack.
Okay.
But we've got V-Mart as our catcher. I don't know why he's still a catcher, but he is 6-for-12 with 2 dongs.
Because there's no DH.
Off of Hisashi Iwakuma. Miggy is 3-for-9 with a dong off of Iwakuma. Kinsler is 11-for-29 with 3 dongs off of Iwakuma. And then the last part, it's actually just an infield stack because Nick Castellanos finishes that off 3-for-7 with a dong off of Iwakuma. Iwakuma has had some very bad starts, apparently, against the Detroit Tigers. So how do you like the V-Mart, Miggy, Kinsler, Castellanos?
I think that makes sense. Like it.
Okay. Zach Cozart, who does hit lefties very well, so I guess it shouldn't be too surprising. 6-for-15 with the 9.33 OPS against Cole Hamels.
Okay.
In the outfield, we've got Matt Kemp going up against Ubaldo. Kemp is 12-for-38 with 2 dongs off of Ubaldo, 10.14 OPS.
Told you.
Andrew McCutchen, 13-for-32 with a 10.63 OPS against Jeff Samardzija.
All right.
And then Shin-Soo Chu is the only Rangers hitter that's good against Dan Straley, 3-for-6 with a dong.
I mean, anytime you can get a hitter in against your pitcher.
It's okay to do that sometimes,
Chris. I think you've
got
to do it.
Especially if you're using a $6,900 pitcher.
Nice.
You might want to have one hitter against him, the leadoff hitter for the other team.
Sure. Speaking of.
Yeah?
You guys, we didn't catch any dongs last night. I think we're going to do it tonight. I am still the number one pick. It's a good spot for me to be in. And I'm going to go with someone that I believe Mike has picked a number of times.
The spreadsheet right in front of you.
Yeah, he's picked him twice in the last 3 weeks at least. I'm going to go cheap for the third straight day and go with Nomar Mazara at $2,900.
Oh, yeah, that's a Mike pick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mike.
Ooh, this one's tough because if I don't – there's two players, and Heath and I are both going to take these two players.
So you have to figure out –
So I have to figure out which one I actually want. One is $3,800, one is $4,200.
Yes.
And they play for the same team.
Yep.
So, give me Mark Trumbo, $3,800.
Mark Trumbo.
I guess I'll ride the Crush Davis bandwagon into the ground, $4,200.
Heath is trying to make up for the fact that he's been the stingiest player among us for
the
season.
Am I still the stingiest after this pick?
I would guess if I input the last 2 days, you're shooting straight up.
How often do you actually update the standings? Just whenever
the
I
season
ask you
long?
For, whenever I ask you for them?
I definitely do it at the beginning of every week, every Monday, and then other than that, you know, because that is just simple copy and pasting.
Right.
So it's not that if you want an update, we gave an update yesterday, though. I don't think.
How many errors do you think we would find in that spreadsheet if we went back and checked
it? None. Zero errors. It is 100% accurate. I am known for, if nothing else, my exacting attention to detail.
Yes.
Who's got the most expensive pitcher in their lineup today?
I've got Cole Hamels.
Let's hear a Cole Hamels lineup then.
I thought you would like that. Okay, so we are basically playing Cole Hamels and the Orioles and Twins.
Okay.
I've got Cole Hamels pitcher, Kurt Suzuki catching, Chris Davis at first base, Brian Dozier at second, Pedro Alvarez at third, Eduardo Nunez at short, Hyun-Soo Kim in the outfield, Robbie Grossman in the outfield, and I just realized that goes every other player, Twin, Oriole, until the very end,
wow.
Where I've got Steven Moya against Asashi Iwakuma. Mm.
All right. Mike, I would assume you're going with Trevor Bauer.
I am.
All right.
Trevor Bauer, and the rest of the lineup looks a lot like Heath's. All right. Bauer, Kurt Suzuki, Chris Davis, Brian Dozier, Pedro Alvarez, Xander Bogaerts, Robbie Grossman, Mark Trumbo, and Kim. I don't even know how to
say Hyun-Soo Kim.
Hyun-Soo Kim. There you go.
Say the Hyun-Soo part really fast.
My
lineup
only has one overlap with you guys. So if the Orioles get shut down tonight, if that's a low-scoring game, I'm in a good place.
I'm losing all of my money.
Wouldn't you be better off if the Twins got shut down? Because you have one Oriole and you don't have any Twins.
I have two Orioles. So the two Orioles that I have, if we're just playing against each other, I would rather the Orioles and Twins both get shut down.
Right. But if you had to choose one, it would be the Twins.
It would be the Twins.
Okay.
Sure. No.
Yeah. Because you have two Orioles and no Twins, and we have four Twins.
I'm going with Julio Urias as my starting pitcher, $7,200. Hopefully we don't get a late scratch. That 10-10 start, just I'm shell-shocked after Steven Strasburg.
Right.
I'm going with Derek Norris as my catcher. I've got Chris Davis, like you guys. Rougned Odor, Adrian Beltre, Corey Seager, Mitch Moreland, Nomar Mazara, and Adam Jones. That is a full Texas Rangers stack against Dan Straley. Clearly, I do not believe in the power of Dan Straley.
Okay. I have a DraftKings lineup, but first we have our
listener
Dong Chaser pick. And
neither of our listener picks Dong yesterday, by the way.
From our good friend Brad Altman.
Okay.
Longtime friend of the program. He actually gave us a day slate and a night slate.
Okay.
Ooh. On the day slate, he picked Ricky Weeks,
ooh,
who is a BVP All-Star.
Oh.
And on the night slate, he picked Matt Wieters.
Okay.
Which I think Wieters is another good pick.
That's the Oriole we didn't pick.
Right. On DraftKings, I have Cole Hamels and Chris Archer as my pitchers. Archer's all the way down at $8,000 on DraftKings. Wow. Makes him much more affordable. Kurt Suzuki, Chris Davis, Brian Dozier, Todd Frazier, Eduardo Nunez, Mark Trumbo, Hyunsoo Kim, and Robbie Grossman.
Whole Camels. All right. We going to win tonight?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are
no other sporting events to occupy us tonight. It's just baseball now. Just baseball moving forward.
I'm sure there's some soccer.
Well, there's the, was it Chile? Somebody?
Chile is playing somebody for sure.
In Copa.
I hope that they do better than America did.
I mean, look, 4-0 was that the score?
What I have a problem with is people getting so mad at individuals or coaches in that situation. I mean, if FIU goes to play Alabama and gets beat 49-0, nobody's questioning, well, why didn't we play this guy?
Yeah. Somebody would.
You're going to get rolled.
That's what happens.
It doesn't matter.
No, but if you can never. I remember distinctly having my friend who went to UCF. They lost 62-6 to USF.
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining about the coaching. It's just like, there's no amount of coaching that narrows that gap. You bring Bear Bryant back and put Vince Lombardi on as his defensive coordinator, you're not narrowing a 56-point gap. In America, look, I don't know enough about soccer to say. I would guess the talent gap is somewhat represented by that 4-0 loss.
Yes. Well, definitely. One of the things we were talking about on Twitter last night was that you could replace Michael Bradley, who everybody was so mad with after that game, with Messi, and the United States would still be huge underdogs. And Messi's the best player in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about soccer.
They are better at us at every single position on the field.
I don't actually know what position Michael Bradley plays.
He is a midfielder.
Again, you could tell me that. I still don't actually know what that
means. The midfielder basically is one of the few players that plays the entire field.
I thought he just played the middle of the field.
No, he plays all of the field.
Well, I'm learning so much today. I hope to learn more moving forward.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Heath. We'll see you tomorrow.